A good marriage can be taught. That's the premise of a 6-day training seminar that wraps up here in Washington today. Organizers say smart marriage skills are as straightforward as driver's ed or piano lessons. It's an evocative concept that's drawn a surprising roster of participants. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Thriving Together was the name of one session. 1,000 people packed a hotel ballroom to listen. Gathered at one row of tables were military personnel. Lieutenant Colonel Glenn Bloomstrom, a family minister officer in the U.S. Army, explains one reason the military sent a large contingent for marriage training is because it's realized that divorce wreaks havoc on the institution. Bloomstrom says a typical scenario is a young soldier is sent to a base far away from home. His wife gets lonely and splits.
That soldier might think, man, the Army cost me this marriage. You know, and so it's easy for them to get discouraged and then to look for ways, positive or negative, to get out of the Army.
Bloomstrom believes many of these breakups are preventable if couples are taught certain skills. He's not alone. The Department of Health and Human Services has a proposal to spend $300 million on marriage training for low-income families. Officials there think marriage may reduce the need for welfare, which goes overwhelmingly to single mothers. And states including Florida and Oklahoma are using taxpayer dollars to subsidize courses for couples. The movement is in part a tribute to the work of the Smart Marriages seminar organizer, Diane Soley. Several years ago, she says she realized her profession had it all wrong.
I was a marriage therapist, and we thought marriages were in trouble because one person needed to be diagnosed, they had a disorder, and if we treated it, their marriage would work.
But most couples she treated ended up divorced. So she searched for a new model. Instead of helping people end conflict, they'd be taught to manage it.
This is really shocking information. All happy, successful couples that stay married till death do they part are going to have about 10 irreconcilable differences. They're not going to resolve those differences.
But what willing couples can be trained to do, Soley says, is avoid explosive, irrational fights through certain communication techniques. For instance, one seminar this week was devoted to the art of listening. Janine Arras, a self-described marriage coach from Long Island, explains one specific technique is to have couples take turns mirroring each other's words.
You repeat just what the person said, matching their tone and matching their pace, and the receiver says, yes. Yes, you heard me. That's exactly what I was saying.
It's not intuitive, natural behavior, says Ayers, but she thinks it's highly effective.
When we're in a relationship with a partner, we often feel as though we're not heard because the partner reacts to something they think we've said or the way they think we've said it, and it's not really what we've said at all. So repeating it says, I've been heard, thank you. And you feel a sense of honor.
It's too soon to say if this experiment in social engineering will pay off for the military or the government, but advocates of smart marriage training believe couples of any walk of life who put the techniques to work can beat the 50-50 odds of divorce. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.